It's rather awful, isn't it? This hell of which is not sci-fi anymore. It's pretty well here. All the stuff that we were warned about by even Aldous Huxley, I should say. Aldous Huxley did give out warnings, even though he was for the depopulation agenda, etc., etc. But he did give out warnings, careful warnings. And he did believe it would go into the system of Brave New World. It'd be done so slickly, step by step, you simply flow into it through maybe a 50-year, 70-year period. And the children brought up into anything, any kind of system will think it's normal. Any kind of system. And of course, you have the coercive side mix of George Orwell's 1984 mixed with it. I always knew they would use both systems together for a while until they could really, really bring in the cyborg technique where you'd have. But remember, cyborgs were meant for total control. That was the purpose of making cyborgs, total control over the human. And we're pretty well here, really, eh? It's not pessimism for me. It's just the way that it is. And I think if you can escape this life at the end and actually without losing your mind and you have some principles left, hopefully. That doesn't mean you're better than anybody else. It means you've at least you haven't been so damaged perhaps by the weaponized system you're living under. And you haven't given up, and you haven't given in, and you haven't succumbed to the indoctrination until you're like a parrot, just parroting all the PC stuff you're supposed to. Then I think you've done an awfully good job at surviving it all. That's very important. The old saying, to fear not, I think it was in Christianity, they actually said it, but it's much older in some ways too. Don't fear those who can kill the body, but fear he who can kill the body and the soul. Basically, that's what it is, isn't it? That's what it is. In a strange system of legalities, you have to voluntarily give up that part of yourself. And again, they call it the ghost in the machine too, the thing that makes you, that makes you tick. They want to destroy it. To control and rule you. Quite openly, by the way. In the transhumanist movement and elitism that rules all. They always wanted to be gods, didn't they? But then again, the brotherhood that actually, the whole point of the brotherhood that's very old, was that man becomes God, you see, if you're a true adept, that's the whole idea. That was always the way. That's also in the New Testament, by the way. Does not your works, your writings, in other words, your works, does not your teachings say that you are gods? It's amazing how the pastors not just skip over that, though a lot of them are Freemasons and they've got a lower form of the same thing, mind you. But yeah, that was the whole idea, isn't it? You're gods. And when people become gods, believe you me, you'll have hell to pay, literally, on this planet Earth. Anyway, not to be glum and so on, just thoughts and so on, better than reading pathetic news articles, which are not news articles at all. From myself, Alan Watchman, here in Canada, it's good night. May your God or your gods go with you.